the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Our first guest, Oliver Dunn, is a chef and restaurateur who has 10 restaurants across the country, mainly in Dublin and Galway. But Oliver, I believe you're seeing a significant slowdown across all of your restaurants. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, I suppose it's been the last, probably since we came out of COVID, 2023, I think my guess, everyone bounced back. I mean, great year 2023. 2024, you could see latter half of 2024, things started to slow down, and that continued then right into this year. This year is approximately around 20% down on 2024.
That's a lot.
It's an awful lot. And obviously, when such a thing happens as a business owner, you worry. And so I actually reached out to one of my largest suppliers and a huge supplier here in Ireland. They supply 220 restaurants to Dublin. And they reported back to me saying that that's absolutely in line with what they're seeing. They were down 17 and 18% respectively on all alcohol and beverage plus food sales to all their 220 Dublin restaurants for the year. So it's a real thing hitting every restaurant. There might be some outliers out there, but the vast majority of the hospitality industry is in a slump like I've never witnessed before.
What are you putting it down to?
I think it's a combination of multiple things. I do think there's cost of living. I do think the cost, ingredients-wise, is really, really hitting restaurants very hard. And it's not something that we can pass on to the consumer. You pass on a little bit of it, but there's a threshold that you can pass on. Like, beef prices this year have risen by 50% for us. So I can't put the price in my... If hypothetically I was selling a steak for €30, if my price goes up by 50%, I can't pass that on and double the price or, you know, charge €45. The consumer won't accept it. So the restaurants take a hit on the cost of living. That's one thing. People obviously can't they afford well. I also think there's just a habitual change. I've definitely noticed and can factually report a habitual change in... I'm running restaurants over 20 years. We used to easily fill our second and third sitting of the night at 9:30, 9. There'll be demand for it. Everyone wants to eat at 8:30. Everyone now wants to eat at 7:00. And that's post-COVID. I think COVID taught everyone that going out early, coming back early, maybe wasn't a bad thing and changed the habits of consumer. We're definitely seeing that. Like, originally there was a reason for early bird menus, and we still have early bird menus, you know, most restaurants supply an early bird menu. But logically now, your early sittings are always full. We should now be moving to a late bird menu, trying to drive people in at night time. So I just think it's a combination of lots of things all landing at the same time. And I suspect I can't see it changing. That's the reality of it. I can't give you any logical explanation to why 2026 will be better than 2025. I'm not forecasting for it to be better. I'm thinking this is just going to be the new norm, and lots of restaurants are and hospitality units are going to close. Some will remain, like anything in nature. You know, weak will go, the strong will remain, and it'll just be a shift. That's how I think. It'll just be a shift. I just think that the world is changing.
Oliver, there's already text messages coming in to 0874 100 102 saying the price of eating out is too expensive. Would you concede that it can often be very expensive for people, but are you in a position where you think restaurants, not just your own, can't reduce prices?
I can tell you, and this isn't feathering my own cap or blown smoke, I can see restaurants have put up their prices way past the level I think is acceptable. I can see it. I can look at restaurant menus now and I go, holy geez, the price of these things, how are they getting away with that sort of stuff? I haven't done it in my group because I just do take, as a consumer, I also go out. There's a limited, you know, I'm happy paying €12, €13 for a starter. Do you get me? I'm not happy paying €20 for a starter. I don't want to pay €48 for a steak. I'm happy paying €30 for a steak. But some restaurants have just literally just put it on. And I do think there is a cohort of restaurants that are just wildly expensive. But equally, every restaurant and every business has its own reasons for doing such a thing. You know, everyone has different levels of rent, different levels of business loans, different levels of... So there's loads of reasons. It's not... We can't all just be painted with the one brush, you know? You could have two different restaurants both doing the same turnover, but one restaurant has a rent of 500,000 a year where the other has a rent of 100,000 a year. They're both doing the same amount of sales. one business is making loads of money, the other one isn't.
Actually, this listener has a good question here, Oliver. Have you noticed a reduction in corporate bookings?
Yes, there's definitely a reduction. Of course, I suppose the whole tech sector took a real... Dublin City Centre, for sure, right? So I have a restaurant in Drogheda, I have a restaurant in Galway. I had an awful lot of corporate business in Dublin City Centre. That took a hit, again, with COVID.
And working from home, that people aren't actually coming to the office and going out for something to eat after work.
Friday night is not a busy night in the restaurant industry anymore. Friday night used to be a busy night. Friday night would be a night. Friday and Saturday would be the only nights you'd be guaranteed to be full. That's the way it always was. It'd be Sunday, you'd be empty. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, kind of a breaking day. That's not the case anymore. Now, Thursday's a tiny bit better. It's probably up 20% on historical figures. Friday's non-existent.
Yeah, I know a number of restaurateurs have told me that. And sorry, just before I bring our other guest in, what about tourist numbers? Are the tourist numbers helping you in any way?
No, and again, I have visibility in that because I have two beef and lobster restaurants, one in Dublin, Parliament Street, opposite City Hall, one in Galway, just on Shop Street, just on William Gates Street, Shop Street. So those two businesses were 90% of my custom is tourism. And they are probably affected more in terms of percent, probably there by about 22 and 24% respectively down versus my other restaurants. They're probably the ones that are really standing out to be low. Now, currently in Galway, July and August is basically Christmas in Galway in terms of, you know, Dublin, it's December, you make all your money. In Galway, July and August, we are down enormously. And I read the statistic at the start of the year, I think posted from the Dublin Airport about incoming American tourism. But what people don't realise, tourism isn't just American. It's also someone from Donegal goes to Galway for a weekend. That's also tourism, but we're definitely down. Like, and those two restaurants, as I said, are tourist-based restaurants. Massive difference.
Okay, Austin Hughes is with us as well, the economist. Austin, listening to all this, I'm wondering, how can this be that overall consumer spending is apparently up? And also, why is it happening when we have between 160 and 170 billion euro in savings in the country, that there's plenty of people who can well afford still to eat out even at higher prices?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit like the weather. We're seeing four seasons in a day and conditions vary hugely from day to day within the same sector and really between sectors over time. So in terms of, say, consumer sentiment, we have a sense that consumers overall are certainly in a better place than they were last year. But within the group of consumers, there are many struggling more than a year ago, and some, particularly at the top end, probably doing that bit better. Now, Oliver has been talking about, data for basically the last month or two, and we don't have official statistics for that. There are some credit card data that suggests that restaurants are doing quite well compared to other sectors in terms of June data. But, you know, certainly over the last couple of years, the spending on the official data suggests Irish consumers have been spending more on restaurants than on most other items over the last, say, 5 years. If you take the pre-COVID era, spending on restaurants is basically up 33%, and spending on overall consumer spending is 18%. Now, that's after you take account of inflation. So obviously, price increases, both those numbers will be much higher. And last year, the increase was significant, about 4 or 5%. We are seeing again, and I think Oliver has mentioned it, you know, price increases are probably beginning to bite. And again, I have huge sympathy for restaurants because of the increase in meat prices and that. But if you look over the last 5 years, certainly restaurant prices have gone up faster than food prices in the economy as a whole. So there has been a sense there that perhaps restaurants are overdoing it, as Oliver was suggesting. Some, not all, and I've certainly experienced of a couple of restaurants locally here over the last while where I've had great service at reasonable prices and that. So it's not true, it's not fair to paint everyone with the same brush, but I do think there's this sense that perhaps consumers are pulling back there. There's also, I think the average restaurant people talk about internationally lasts about 3 to 5 years. So there is a natural churn.
Before people, it goes out of favour, is it?
Exactly. You know, that they survive. You know, I think 50% fail within the first
year. I've seen there's some UK restaurant trends coming in signing 20-year leases. Okay, Austin Hughes, thank you. I'm just going to go back to finish. Oliver, there's a very... maybe it's tough love from Caroline with her comment is coming in. I'm exhausted hearing restaurant people bellyache. Many were over-leveraged and too many were under par. The good ones will survive. The rest we can cope without. It's called business. What do you make of that?
Totally agree. Absolutely hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I was saying to you. It's a natural process. There was an awful lot of people went through in restaurants and in any industry. But I'm a restaurant guy. Can I talk about my industry? You know, there's a lot of reasons why a lot of places go bust and close down is because of bad business decisions that they've made over the years. And I think there was an awful lot of bad business decisions made post-COVID with the VAT and the VAT warehousing that people probably, you know, shouldn't have done what they should have been a bit more careful and cautious about it. And that's come to bite. And, you know, those restaurants, when they closed, they purported to be a downturn in business and don't actually say, well, they actually kept, you know, a couple of hundred thousand worth of VAT that they've spent. So I totally agree what
Caroline says. All right, thanks Oliver Dunn as well. Lots of comments coming in. I work on the road as a sales rep, and if you're going anywhere at lunchtime, you get a sandwich and a cup of tea or coffee. You never get away without spending anything less than €12.50, usually €15. Why are people not eating out, says Maura. €10 for 2 cones in Ballybunion yesterday. I can get the same in Alicante for less than half that price. Then we have another one that says huge lifestyle changes too. People are cutting back on socialising in favour of gym classes, etc. And another one says taxi driver here. I stop working on Friday evenings. They're completely dead.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.